on the edge with April Mahoney Brain. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brain.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Good morning, Brains. How are you doing? Are you a stay-at-home mother? Maybe you're a stay-at-home father that is looking to generate some additional revenue to really springboard your skills and your talents, but also have the ease and flexibility of being at home doing it, taking care of your kids, working maybe when you want to, 2 or 3 days a week, or turning it into a full-on career. Our guest today, Karen Kimawa, is brilliant at that. She is the owner and founder of Royal Online Business Solutions and also stay-at-home moms making money. Her place of business is her home. Her customers and her customer service is beyond reproach. She's a virtual administrative solution seeker. She helps businesses and entrepreneurs fill in the workspace and doing the jobs that sometimes become mundane or routine, or they just don't have time to do it. They want to free up time to do things with their family. She is an entrepreneur that has expanded her business worldwide. She has excellent customer service for startup entrepreneurs, small businesses, and medium-sized businesses. But also she's an author, and she's documented all of this to teach you how to grow your business from the comfort of your home. So, Brains, welcome our guest to the show today, Karen Kimawa, to the Edge. Hello, Karen.
Hello, April.
Welcome to the Edge. Me and my Brains are looking forward to hearing what you have to say and educating us. I know that I have the luxury of working from my home, but trust me, it's more so than working in an office because I'm constantly on the grind. I don't get up sometimes to take lunch. Sometimes my eyes are hurting because I'm constantly on this computer, following up with emails, all of this great stuff. But you have devised a system that allows business owners like myself and other type of entrepreneurs to free up that space. And you take on some of those responsibilities. Can you share with us what it is about being a virtual administrative assistant and how it works?
Sure. Thank you so much. And I'm very excited to be here and to share what I know with your guests and listeners as well. A virtual assistant really helps business owners from a remote location by taking up and taking on the excessive workload that's on their plate so that that time is freed up so that they can focus on, you know, the things that only they can do in their business or the area of expertise. So, for instance, if your area of expertise is marketing and that's what you want to focus on in your business, there are so many administrative support tasks that still need to be done in order for that business to be successful, and that is what I take on. Things like customer service support issues or just handling clients or follow-ups or basic bookkeeping, setting up your email campaigns and things like that that would take up so much time from the business owner that they are not able to serve their clients like they would like to, or they're not able to expand their businesses as they would like to.
Well, I think that that is fantastic. I know a few years ago I actually rented a virtual office space, and it was so convenient. I mean, there was a reception there. The office was tricked out. I had a computer. I had my mail delivered there. So these services are really cutting edge in the 21st century. People want flexibility. They want to be able to know that their customers are being taken care of. What got you into this? How did you decide that this is something that you wanted to do as a career?
I was working as a customer service representative and then, you know, got promoted and became a customer service manager. But at that time when I was a manager, I was pregnant with my firstborn son. And at that point, I started thinking about my future and being a mother and how working, you know, a regular 8-to-5 job was going to impact my ability to be the kind of mother that I envisioned for myself as wanting to be. And so I started thinking about, you know, how am I going to make this work? I do want to be an excellent mom, but I do know that I have skills and talents that I want to utilize. And at the same time, I do need the money. I have to be able to provide for my family and make a financial contribution in my household. And so I started researching on different ways that I can work from home so that I'm present and available for my son, and at the same time be able to contribute financially to my household. And so I looked at my skill set at that time and did some research online, and I identified this opportunity or gap that is available for business owners, and that was to use my skills from home to serve small business owners. And so, you know, I fast forward, I didn't give up my job immediately. My son was born, and I did the daycare, you know, do the whole daycare thing and having people babysit my son, and that was not how I wanted my life to be. And I didn't, you know, I was very uncomfortable. I felt guilty most of the time dropping off
right.
my son at a daycare. And I, you know, and so I had to make a decision, but I lost that job. And when I lost my job, I decided I was going to try this virtual assistant business idea first before going to look for employment. And so that's what happened. I started my business and got my clients, and I've never regretted. We are 10 years in now since that date.
Now, you say getting your clients. How do you market something like this? I mean, how do you, you know, because it's a trust factor. You know, I know there could be testimonials and references and things like that, but people really want to know that you are able to translate and transfer your skill set into what they need, because not only are you domestic, but you also have international clients. How's that done?
Well, the infrastructure that we have, that's the beauty of the infrastructure that we have now. Technology has just made the world become so small, and so taking advantage of the internet and email and text and Facebook, all this technology is what, and these are the platforms that we use, Google and Google Drive. That's where all the transfers of information from clients to, you know, to the VA, or from the business owner to the VA and vice versa, that's where the exchange is taking place. And so the virtual assistant business really is hinged upon the technology that we have today, and that's what makes it possible for this business to thrive in this day and age.
Well, that's very user-friendly. That's good. So that means that you don't have to have a lot of special programs that you have to download on your computer or software, that you can use pretty much what is already readily available to all of us to interact with your customers globally and domestically. You've springboarded. You've decided to write a book and share this information with other working parents. We say working moms, but again, the paradigm has shifted. There's a lot of men that are staying home taking care of the children as well. So can you share with our brains a little bit about your book and what's inside your book and what they can learn from you?
Yeah, sure. So I wrote the book. It's titled Stay-at-Home Moms Making Money. And of course, like you said, it's not limited to moms only. The information in the book is accessible and relevant to anyone who wants to make money from home as a virtual assistant. The reason why I wrote the book was really to help others who are in that same situation or predicament where you want to be a good parent, you want to be available, yet you understand that being away from home, from the house, and having to be at a regular job and be away for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10, including traffic, away from your family, impacts the relationships that you have with your family, impacts what you bring to the table, how you raise your kids. And so I, after working 10 years, after running my business for 10 years, I really wanted to put this information in a form that was digestible and accessible to so many people so that they can also have the knowledge and the skills to start their own virtual assistant business. So I talk about 7 steps on how to start your virtual assistant business, but in a nutshell, real quick, they form the acronym. The 7 steps are the acronym ALIGNED, which is ALIGNED, and A is for assess your life. And in that step, we look at what do you really want for yourself? What do you really want for your family and for your finances? What are your values? What do you stand for? What contributions do you want to make in your community, in your life? And then the next step is L, look within to find your assets. And in that step, we go deep in identifying what are your skills, what are your strengths, what are your gifts, your talents, your temperament, your personality, your love languages, because you bring all of you into the business environment. As a virtual assistant, you are bringing all of you, including your personality, into what you bring to the table. That's the contribution that you're making, along with your skills and along with your experiences and your talents. And then the next step is I, which is ingest and integrate. So in that step, we put together, you know, what your values are that you identified in step number one, which is assess your life and your gifts and your talents and your personality and all that. And we bring those together to set goals that are in alignment. So because you want to set a virtual assistant business that really supports what your goals are, you don't want to create a business that ends up being in conflict with what your beliefs are, what your values are. You want to be home to take care of your kids, but you want to design your business in a way that you're able to do that, because you know, you can have your business and then it starts running you, and then you still don't, you know, you're not available for your kids. Yes, you're at home, but you're tied to your computer and not right. available for your kids. So, you know, putting that together, and then the next step is G, where we now go get your business started. So in that step, I talk about the details of how to start your virtual assistant business, where you find clients, how to register your business, the equipment that you need, the specific skills that business owners are looking for. And so we go into length in identifying what those are. And then the next step is nurture what you create. That's N. And that's all about how to make your business sustainable, because you want this business to be, you know, not just a two-year business. You want it to support you for a long time, maybe till right. death. You want, you know, it's for the long run. So how do you create such a business? And then the next step is E, which is embrace and enjoy. And so you've created this business. You want to enjoy it. You want to embrace your new identity as a business owner, as a virtual assistant who's making a difference, who's making a contribution in their clients' lives and in their own homesteads. And so there's, you know, time management in there. There's setting up boundaries so that you are able to actually live a life that
right.
You enjoy, because you know what your values are and you've designed your business around that, and you're also able to make a contribution and also get the financial resources that you need in order to sustain yourself and your family. And then the last step is dream and grow. And in that step, that's where we talk about what else is out there, because, you know, we get to a point in our lives where we feel like, okay, I know this, I'm kind of comfortable, I can do this asleep, I have a team that's working under me, okay, I'm getting bored, what's next for me? How can I expand? And so we look at other opportunities available for virtual assistants, how they can grow, how they can expand their businesses, or even venture into other opportunities out there. So those are the seven steps that are outlined in the book.
That is powerful. Tell My Brains definitely the name of that. I mean, I love that. I'm not a virtual assistant, but I heard so many nuggets that I could incorporate in my own business and things that I could look at. So I thank you for that. Please tell them the name of the book and how they can get a copy of it.
The name of the book is Stay-at-Home Moms Making Money, 7 Steps to starting your own virtual assistant business, and you can get it on my website. It's bit.ly/bookkarentoday. That's bit.ly/bookkarentoday.
Well, that is great. I think everybody should pick up a copy of that. Even if you're not a virtual assistant, there are so many, again, like I said, nuggets of information and wisdom about discipline, about being in alignment, about having joy. All of that's so important, because people think an entrepreneur is an easy job. It's not an easy job. You've got to get the clients. You've got to build the business. You've got to be consistent. You've got to pay the bills. Sometimes you have to bring on other resources. So all of this is very important. Can you talk to us a little bit about work-life balance? Even if you're a virtual assistant or whatever you're doing, a home-based business, isn't it important to kind of extract yourself sometime and just really enjoy life?
Definitely, because if you don't enjoy life, you will not enjoy your business. And your business really is an extension of your life because you've created it. It's like a baby. And so you can't just wake up one day and decide, you know what, I'm done with this. You have clients waiting up on you, and so you have commitments. And so being able to set time aside to enjoy your life is very, very important. And we talk about that actually in the step number 6, which is embrace and enjoy, and setting boundaries and setting your time schedules. These are my work hours. This is my family time. And really committing to those times. This is my fun time. And really committing to those times so that you can have a full and whole balanced life.
Well, and I love the fact that you also incorporated to dream and to grow. Just because you started this as a part-time business, that doesn't limit you to your opportunities of expanding that, sharing that, and developing that. And that's what you have done, and that is so exciting. So do you have an online program that you're working with people now virtually? Do you hold classes or seminars? How are people really kind of getting to touch you one-on-one?
Yes, I have. I've developed a training and coaching program, and it's called the Aligned Coaching Program. And I take on clients who want to start their own virtual assistant business, and I walk hand in hand with them and teach them and train them the 7 steps of starting their business. And actually, we do it together. And so we take all the steps. It's about a 12-week coaching program, and in those 12 weeks, at the end of that, they set up their business. They've registered their business. They picked their business name. They're now identified how they're going to market their business, and they start doing it while in the program, and then get clients. And so it's a real hands-on training and coaching program. We meet weekly, and we go through the steps, and every step has an assignment, and they get out there and they do the work. By the end of the 12 weeks, they have a business that's up and ready to go.
That is fantastic. There was another thing that you mentioned. People want to know, okay, what is the ROI? What is the value to this? I know that each client is different based upon what they need, but how does someone assess their value? How do they look at their skill set and say, hey, I can create things in Excel. I can do some bookkeeping. I can do some correspondence. How do they equate that to a dollar and cents value for them to be able to price themselves correctly in the market for this type of work?
Okay. You have to assess yourself. First of all, what is your entry point? Do you have any experience, number one? Because there are 3 different levels. Entry level, and then there's the intermediate, if you have, you've been doing this for a little while, and then there's the advanced level. So obviously when you're entering into this market and you don't have any experience, you're just starting out, the entry level could be anywhere from $20 to $25 an hour, depending on where you are. If you're an international virtual assistant, I know the rates are lower. And also depending on the platform that you are using to get your clients, that may also determine how much you can price your services and also your market. So for international clients, I can't really speak much in terms of how much they would charge even at an entry level, because it just depends on their markets out there, which I'm not very conversant with. But there are different levels and there are different ways to even price. You don't necessarily have to price per hour. In my training, I actually don't recommend that you price per hour. you package your services. These are all the things I'm going to offer you. These are all the things I'm going to deliver. This is what I promise to do for you every single month. And then just give it up, you know, price it as a package, a monthly package. And so depending on the level of expertise, because a virtual assistant can offer project management, like they can be at a higher level, not just doing tasks. They may even have strategic skills. And so they are offering more than just, you know, getting tasks completed, but they're actually
right.
helping the business owner with strategies. So depending on what your skill set is, you can package all your services into one or different tier services and then price per month rather than per hour. And I teach that in my coaching program.
Well, I'm looking here on your website. I just went to the Royal Online Business Solutions. You help authors, speakers, marketing consultants, trainers, nutritionists, event planners, health coaches, life coaches, business coaches, publishers, internet marketers, copyright, information marketers, real estate investors. That is a wide variety of clients. I mean, it just seems endless that you could just really make a killing at this if you really worked hard at it.
Definitely. And, you know, I would say just having the ability to and the willingness really to learn, because when you are partnering, and I see it as a partnership, a virtual assistant really is partnering with a small business owner in order to help them be even more successful than they are at the point where they hire the VA. And so in that partnership, a lot of just wanting to learn the client's business, their, you know, understanding the business and what they're
right.
all about, and getting to know all these things really helps the VA become very, very valuable. And so it doesn't matter what industry a business owner is. All business owners, at one point when they're growing, they will need an assistant. And so the virtual assistant's desire and willingness to learn different types of businesses really makes them very valuable and
yes,
can
yes.
reach any market, really. Yeah, the sky's the limit. Really?
Well, this is exciting. I mean, you know, at first I didn't come with a judgment, but I'm saying, oh, okay, well, maybe this is just a remote receptionist. But this is really a skill set, and it's so diverse. I think it's so rich. It's so powerful. Karen, you have been just a wealth of information. I've got excited.
I'm glad I'm excited about this, too.
I know. I might figure out how to get me a virtual assistant because there's a whole lot of things I could offload. Absolutely. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you directly if they want to. Again, we've talked about the book, but I want you to reiterate how they get a copy of the book and get a copy of your information, your website, and how to contact you so that they can get on board with this because this is fantastic.
Sure. Thank you. So if you want to order my book, go to stayathomemomsmakingmoney.com. You can order my book from there, and that's stayathomemomsmakingmoney.com. If you want to contact me by email, send an email to Karen, K-A-R-E-N-K, at royalonlinebusinesssolutions.com. Karen K at royalonlinebusinesssolutions.com. businesssolutions.com. And if you are interested in virtual assistant services, you can also visit my website, royalonlinebusinesssolutions.com.
Well, this has just been so, again, like I said, so enlightening, and I think that it's a great way for you to get your hustle on, brains, without having to leave your home or leave your kids and make some money and learn something as well. Karen, you have been just a wealth of information. I thank you so much. I wish you much success. You're doing a great job. Brains, I need you to go and follow me and Karen on all of the usual hotspots, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can go back and replay this or listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. I got it for you, everything from soup to nuts. I'm not playing around, and you know that. Ain't no shame in my game. Thanks so much for coming to The Edge, Karen. I appreciate you and value you. Please come back, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye, brains. Have a good day.